Good morning. Welcome back to the Broadcast Retirement Network. I'm Jeff Snyder. This is BRN AM for Monday, July 31st, 2023. And our top story today, bringing unpasteurized milk products from farm to table. And joining me now to discuss this and a lot more is Sally Morrell of the Weston A. Price Foundation. Sally, it's great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Oh, I appreciate your having me.
And really, pretty interesting evolution here, and I want to get your perspective on this. More and more states are legalizing the sale of unpasteurized products, cows, goats, sheep, et cetera. And I want to get your feedback on this. What does it all mean? I'm very familiar with Louis Pasteur. I studied him in school, but I'm not sure what this all means for the consumer.
Who ironically never suggested that we pasteurize milk.
There you go.
Yeah. So this has been an ongoing campaign of ours to make raw milk universally available in the United States. We set up our campaign in 1999 with realmilk.com website. And at that time, there were 27 states that allowed farmers to provide raw milk in one fashion or another, either direct sales, retail sales, herd share agreements, or as pet milk. And that, there were 27 states, and now we're up to 46. So Iowa is a real big victory for us. We've been working there for a long time. So we have four to go, and that is our goal, to make this wonderful, healthy, life-giving food available to everyone.
Yeah,
and by the way, in that same period, we went from about six or seven states allowing it to be sold in retail and stores. And now I think we're up to 13.
Wow. And let's talk a little bit about the health. There's a lot to unpack here. And I want to ask you about, maybe let's talk about the health benefits first. And you know, my dad always tells me stories about how the milkman would deliver in glass bottles when he was a little boy, and it would have cream at the top. He and his brother and sister used to eat. But what are the health benefits of what we're talking about here, which is unpasteurized milk?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the dangers of pasteurized milk. And there was a study that came out in 2019. So it was a very new study. You know, they accuse us of digging up old studies. But this is a new study which published in the Journal of the Royal Society of Chemistry. And they looked at what heat treatment did to milk proteins. They did pasteurization, spray drying, and microwaving. They also did freeze drying. And basically, the proteins were oxidized and degraded. And when they fed these treated proteins to rats, it caused brain damage and liver damage. And the rats were not as smart. It affected learning and memory in the rats. And the authors concluded we need to find other ways of processing milk because milk processed by heat is dangerous. And I think this people need to understand this. You feeding pasteurized milk to your kids, they're not going to be as smart. Then on the other hand, we have now many studies that have come out showing that raw milk protects against asthma, allergies, respiratory disease. That you get stronger bones when children are fed raw milk, stronger bones and teeth. And it's very protective, wholesome food, very important for growth in children.
And I guess you could argue that if a baby is having milk from directly from its mother, that is technically not pasteurized milk.
That's raw milk.
I've heard FDA officials said, well, we really should be pasteurizing this breast milk, but it would be impractical.
But yeah, I guess there'd be a lot of women. That's a whole nother.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just silly to think, well, babies get raw milk if they're breastfed. Why can't growing children get raw milk?
So
we have the technology today to make raw milk perfectly safe. And we have a wonderful safety record in the last 20 years when we've really been looking at this.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Before we go to commercial break, I want to ask you, obviously there's a big dairy industry. I mean, many of us have seen I remember when I was a kid, the Got Milk ads with Cal Ripken, who I'm from Baltimore, grew up, born and raised. Remember those ads. And so there's definitely an industry around this. But why the pushback? Because it seems to me, as the a layperson, pushback, you know, obviously there may be some financial gain as a result of this. So why the pushback from the industry and the FDA about this?
Because the industry controls these farmers in the system. They're getting approximately the same price for their milk today that they got in World War II. Whereas farmers selling raw milk to the public, and that's about $1.60 a gallon, something like that. Farmers selling raw milk to the public get anywhere from $5 to $25 a gallon. And they don't want to have to compete with that. They don't want to have to compete with farmers really getting a good, fair price for their milk.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, call me a cynic, but there's always an economic reason when there's pushback.
It's a real economic reason. It has nothing to do with health and with safety, although we would never recommend raw milk from the confinement model because that's just horribly filthy.
Yeah.
Raw milk needs to come from pasture-raised cows and be produced in a clean way.
So let me take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you can get access, if you would like, to unpasteurized milk. You're going to want to stay tuned right here on BRN AM.
Imagine a new television network that will make you richer, healthier, and in control of your financial future. This network is for the policewoman in Nashville, Tennessee, the baker in Dubuque, Iowa, the teacher in Lexington, Kentucky. We want to make the idea of savings and retirement culturally relevant. But what do you see as a defining issue of the midterms?
Especially for the smaller businesses, I mean, they are the lifeblood of the American economy.
Featuring exclusive interviews, current affairs, and docuseries.
33 years old, you retired early.
The philosophy is money only matters if it helps you live a life that you love.
But you got to start thinking about retirement as soon as you get in.
The Broadcast Retirement Network will drive very high engagement with premium partnerships. So this isn't retirement and savings for your parents or grandparents. This is for all Americans. And we're going to change the way you think about money. Welcome to the next frontier of retirement and savings. This is BRN, the Broadcast Retirement Network.
Well, Sally, thanks so much for staying with us. Really appreciate you hanging around for segment number two this morning.
Thank you.
So let's pick up. I know you wanted to make a comment. I brought up the Cal Ripken. It may have been updated, but he's the guy that I remember because I'm an Orioles fan. You wanted to make a comment about the Got Milk campaign.
Yeah, the Got Milk campaign in California spent $1 for every person in California to promote pasteurized milk, basically. And what happened, the consumption went down. Consumption of pasteurized milk has been relentlessly declining because fewer and fewer people can actually tolerate it. It's a huge allergen, gives the kids a tummy ache. It causes them to have earaches, and it's even been associated with diabetes and things like this. So pasteurized milk consumption is relentlessly declining.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because we're talking about the benefits of milk. And look, I mean, if your mother is producing it and you have access as a baby, you theoretically want to probably continue that. For people watching, how do they get access to this unpasteurized milk? If they're listening, they want to explore it, where do they go to get it?
So we have a great website called realmilk.com. And by real milk, we mean milk that is not pasteurized, comes from cows eating grass, and that has all the fat in it, because the fat is a very important component of the milk. When you take the fat out of the milk, the animals don't thrive. And it's also a very important part of the safety of the milk. Anyway, we have a wonderful map on the website, Raw Milk Finder. You can go to this map and click on it and put your zip code in or your state in and find out where milk is available in your state. There's also numerous articles on the health and safety of raw milk and testimonials. It's just a great website. And we are getting anywhere from 500,000 to 750,000 new people clicking on that raw milk map every year. So that just shows you how this is skyrocketing. While pasteurized milk consumption is relentlessly declining, the consumption of raw milk is just going through the roof.
And is some of that related to the health, the allergens that you were talking about? I mean, look, I mean, my wife has banned me from having any type of milk at any time, or else I'm not allowed to be in the apartment. But in all seriousness, is the interest here that you're talking about generated because people see the good in milk and they just want to find a way so that people can consume it without being allergic to it?
Yeah,
right. And we actually did a survey. We found that 82% of people diagnosed as lactose intolerant could drink raw milk without any problem. So a lot of this is not lactose intolerance or allergies, it's pasteurization intolerance. Now, if you want to try raw milk, you've had problems with pasteurized milk, please don't go and gulp down a great big glass of raw milk. Start slow, a couple of tablespoons at room temperature, and gradually build up, because what that raw milk is doing will build a new healthy biome in the gut. It's completely designed for this. It's wonderful for people who've been on a lot of antibiotics and want to rebuild the flora in their gut. But go slow, start slowly. It won't hurt you, but it might cause some discomfort.
Yeah, and what about other products? I mean, I think of yogurt. I was about to join our conversation, I was thinking about having a milkshake. Haven't had a milkshake in like, I don't know, it's got to be like 30 years since Howard Johnson's existed.
Yeah. Milk tastes like a milkshake just by itself. If you're drinking full fat raw milk, it just tastes delicious. It's creamy. It's satisfying.
But what about products made like a yogurt or made from
an ice cream made from raw cream is just to die for. Raw butter, raw kefir, raw yogurt, although raw yogurt will be more like a beverage because you do have to heat it to get it thick. Some states allow all of these products.
And you just have to go to the map to find out. And then what about major retailers thinking about the Whole Foods because their whole mantra, by the way, is organic, good for you. Can you go to one of these health food stores?
Whole Foods won't carry it. Too bad for them.
Supermarkets won't carry it, although there was a brief period in California where the supermarkets did carry raw milk. I think what happens is the dairy industry says, you are not allowed to do this. We won't, give you our products or whatever. I don't know. They have a lot of influence. There are health food stores everywhere that carry raw milk, and I think it gives them a nice advantage over the Whole Foods. So you want to patronize these small places. And where do you live?
I live in Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's not available in stores here, but it is available. Just go to the map and you can find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sally, we're going to have to leave it there. Really great talking to you. Thanks for sharing the health benefits of unpasteurized milk. And we look forward to having you back on the program again very soon.
Thanks. I'd be happy to come back.
That wraps up this episode of BRNAM. Have a topic of interest, someone you think you should talk to, drop us a line. And don't forget, for all the latest curated news and lifestyle, wellness, finance, tech, so much more, all in one place, check out today's edition of our daily newsletter, The Morning Pulse. Want to search our archives, check out our latest content? Then visit our website. And of course, all of our streaming partners. We're back again tomorrow for another edition of BRNAM. Until then, I'm Jeff Snyder. Stay safe, keep on saving, and don't forget, roll with the changes. Now is your opportunity to co-create content around any topic on the First Lifestyle and Wellness Network. Reach a global audience through our platform and co-own exclusive branded content. All of our programs are available on demand and also as audio-only podcasts, so you can take us on the go. Broadcast Retirement Network, available anytime, anywhere, and on any device.